This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Coming up on 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as a part of the DJV program every week. Michael Harrison joins us, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the overview of things. The charts this week are for the week of September 20th to the 24th. Seems impossible that we're into the fall season already, Michael. Summer is gone. Where did it go? People are saying they can't believe things are moving as quickly as they are. Perhaps that's a subset to conversation that we have with all the things going on. Is that what makes the time go so quickly?
Well, on one level, it's a cliche. You know, time's flying. Can you believe? All my life, we've been talking about that. And yet, I think people are talking about it more now than ever.
Right.
It's very hard to wrap your brain around the concept of time. But I was just talking to Phil, our notable producer, about how, you know, we always meet at the end of the week doing this program for the weekend. And it becomes a milestone, a touchstone of how fast the week goes.
Yeah.
And here it is, the weekend again.
Here it is again.
Let alone here it is, the end of September going into October, in a year that we were looking at as a remedy to 2020. 2021 will be better, the new year. And all of a sudden, 2020 and 2021 have become like one murky year. Have you found that to be your perception?
Yes, and in no small way, because we haven't been able to do the things, even in this world that you and I are in, the world changed for a lot of producers. It didn't change for us because we work out of our homes anyway, but it changed, excuse me, the reality. I'll tell you, that's one thing that's changed for me as part of the focus on one's health and well-being. I'm a very healthy guy, but I can't get away from the allergies, the things that are flying around in the air. Whether it's one of the items this week, as usual, focus on the weather and climate change, number 6 this week. I don't want to take your steam away from you, but as I, every morning during the DJV program and when I do the other programs that I do, I find myself constantly having to clear my throat because of the stuff that's in the air. We've had so much rain here this year. Everything's moist and moldy, and it's affecting the quality of our lives. Never mind COVID. Mm. It just makes their life more annoying.
Let me say, oh my gosh, you've got a whole mushroom farm growing down there.
Well, there you go. Right. All right. So Michael's going to go through the stories in the People list, the top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. All right, Michael, what do we have?
Well, now that you've stolen my thunder, you always do that.
What did I do? What happened?
You're cool. At number 10, race relations and the Gabby Petito case. And the tie between the two is interesting because it spawned a spotlight of scrutiny on a syndrome known as missing white woman syndrome. Mm-hmm. At number 9, Facebook and social media issues. At number 8, January 6th investigation and the Trump election fraud claims that continue. He keeps banging that drum.
My God.
At number 7... Well, it's very unsettling. Mm-hmm. Abortion and voting rights are tied at number 7. Climate change is at number 6. Number 5 is U.S.-China relations, and that topic goes in so many directions. Let's just say it'll always be there at number 5. At number 4, immigration, Afghanistan, and Haiti. They're all tied together. At number 3, the economy and the Biden budget. The Democrats are fighting among themselves about the $3.5 trillion budget, and the whole thing is one big headache. At number 2, the UN meeting that took place in New York City, and U.S.-France relations, which is also troubling, very disturbing. And number 1, COVID, COVID-19 boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and politics. On the People chart, we have Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. That's number 10. And a lot of their dirty laundry, no pun intended, has been aired out. Xi Jinping is at 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Two rising stars in the world of politics at number 8. Donald Trump at number 7. a political newcomer. At number six, Nancy Pelosi, Janet Yellen's at five, Chuck Schumer's at four, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is at number three. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number two, and Joe Biden is at number one. And those are the names, and those are the stories that make up a snapshot of this crazy world in which we are immersed.
All right, so the snapshot of a few things in here from your perspective, from Michael Harrison's perspective, listening to the conversation on the air and having your own thoughts as well. There's a new EPA rule that's going to cut the use of certain categories of planet-warming chemicals. They're known as hydrofluorocarbons. And the only reason I brought it up is because I like to say that on the air. Many times I find things I can't say on the air. Yeah. Hydrofluorocarbons. Anybody know what they are? Probably not. But think of your air conditioning, refrigerator, and what's in there to keep it cold. And that's what's apparently, according to some of these characters, ruining the planet, which is pretty nonsensical. But it all, I guess, according to a lot of them, adds up, including the gas that comes out of the rear end of a cow. So what are we going to do about that? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a great industry. They've created a religion out of this, Michael. They, being a lot of politicians and people who have created new businesses, it doesn't hurt anything to have a focus on it, does it? I don't think it does. Do you think it does? You want to say
that was an interesting swath of fact and opinion.
Yes.
But let me say it too. Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, mm-hmm. they're going to reduce use of them by 85% over the next 15 years. It's all that refrigerant stuff. Interestingly enough, the HFCs were introduced as an alternative to the, the gas they had prior to that, some type of chlorofluorocarbons.
Right.
Yes, I don't remember exactly. But as far as whether or not people have made a religion about climate change, I mean, I don't know if I completely agree with your skepticism about it.
You don't have to. You can disagree with
No, I know I don't have to. But I don't feel like arguing about it because, I understand your point of view. There's a great degree of truth to what you're saying. However, because it's become binary and it's either you're for climate change or you're against it and all that, it's sort of like the COVID politics. Neither side to me is addressing the problem. And we need to stop politicizing it and just get down to the basics of it. How do we make it in this
crazy
world?
The question is, do we or can we have an impact? Because if you look back over this past week, you'll see the story of the reality out in New Mexico, the finding of fossils, human beings wandering the planet 30,000 years ago, when in fact the conventional wisdom has been up until now that the last ice age, which started 18,000 years ago and ended 13,000 years ago, humans didn't exist before then. Now, apparently, that's false, like lots of other things. Most things that are scientific become unscientific in favor of the new science.
That's the whole purpose of science, is to unprove the current science. That's progress. But it is interesting that they have found human footprints at a time when they didn't think they existed. My personal theory, you should have me on one of your metaphysical podcasts, because my personal theory is that the human race has been here way longer than we realize. And I actually think, and now, you know, this is where, I actually think that we may have had modern technology 50,000 years ago or 80,000 years ago and destroyed ourselves. I'm not so sure this is our first time around.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting
thing. We may go out into the solar system and find artifacts of humanity on the moon or other places from 50,000 years ago. Could you imagine?
From maybe more than that, million years ago. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. So this is a snapshot in time. I'm also a believer, and this is the cuckoo. Stefan, he's nuts. That's not what he says. He's crazy.
I think we came
from other planets. I don't think there's any realistic way of looking at why black people look the way they do, or the eyes of the Asians, or white people, or whatever it is. It makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who really thinks it through as to why people from certain parts of the planet look the way they do. I believe we have all come as installments from other planets, and there is not one single living human being that can displace, that can disprove that. So, anyway.
Are you sure you need me as your sidekick on this program any
longer?
Yes,
I do. Yeah, please. Okay. Stay here and enjoy a couple of commercials. I don't know why. You know, this week I'm really cranked up, so thank you for reminding me. I apologize for taking the wind out of.
No, it's not the wind. I was kidding about that. What I'm making fun of is just because we have different races doesn't mean we come from different planets. Let's definitely pick up on that after the break.
All right.
I have no complaints. I'm just teasing with you.
Anyway, 16 past the hour. The way to get healthy the right way if you're overweight during the last 2 years is Michael and I are talking about the extension. We thought this year would be good. Not so much. Lots of people still gaining lots of weight because they're not getting exercise, they're not getting out, they're working at home, they're stuck in the mud, whatever it is. And so if you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that's done so well, not only here in our country, but around the world, because people have realized that they can lose the weight any number of ways. But keeping it off is something that's a focus now. If you do all that hard work, why would you want to put the weight back on again and go through all of the anger, the anxiety of having to lose it again, when with Calitrin you can keep it off? Simple, straightforward information. All your questions asked by a human, answered by a human being once they're asked. Go to toploss.com. Get 10% off every bottle. It's the early fall special using the DJV code and get free shipping. That's Calitrin, the stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available in select models.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back into the saddle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen from the various logistical points of view that I do on the radio every week. The DJV program, the American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Health Show. And so we were engrossed in a conversation about humanity and where it all came from. So I'm going to let you have the.
Well, you had mentioned the fact that because there's races, different racial features of Asians, Africans, Europeans over the centuries, that this indicates perhaps humanity was seeded from different planets. Now, that's very possible. However, it's not conclusive because we have scientific evidence that it doesn't take much environmentally or genetically to change the physicality of Earth organisms. Look at the dog. Look at how many species of dogs exist. Yeah. And yet, if you look at it objectively, every single dog that you meet, unless you meet a wolf out in the wilderness, is a genetically, artificially created creature by the genetic machinations of their human owners. Mankind, the human race, Homo sapiens, the naked monkey, created the dog spectrum of species. We created it. They did not happen by themselves. So we could create so much diversity from little chihuahuas to giant Great Danes, all from the same parent, that gray wolf, that, you know, iconic image of a wolf. Mm-hmm. Then why wouldn't different environments, the cold ice age, the northern European climate, the southern warm tropics of Africa, the Asian continent and all of its millions of square acres, why wouldn't that have influenced how humanity genetically has taken on different properties? It doesn't necessarily mean we came from Mars or you came from Venus. Men come from Mars and women from Venus, but that's another story. So I don't know. I do entertain the notion that we are part of the universe, and ultimately, scientifically, it's been proven that we are basically stardust, that we are made up of material that originated in the core of stars that exploded into supernovae. That's a pretty profound concept. So, yeah, we all come from outer space, but I don't know if that's why we have different colored skin.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I had to get that out.
As you were talking about dogs, I was thinking they may have come with the people that came from the various planets. It could have been
they brought their dogs. Could you imagine if the ship lands on the White House lawn, the guy comes out and he's got a dog, and the dog looks like a human and he looks like a dog? Wouldn't Planet of the Dogs. What a great concept. Let's go sell that to Hollywood.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah, right, exactly. Get away from the political season. What do you make, by the way, of all the politics, the difference in politics? We were talking, number two this week is our relationship with France and Mr. Macron. Wow. Apparently, all of the bad blood has been buried. We're going to buy him off by giving him some money. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do.
Well, we're going to make a four-way quad. They're now a member of the Mean Girls Club. The fact of the matter is poor France is having to deal privately outside of this with the reality that maybe they're not as powerful as they think they are.
Mm-hmm. The Germans are the most powerful country in Europe. And it's interesting because the focus this weekend on the election of a new German chancellor after Angela Merkel has been there 16 years. We have a lot to learn. They have their elections on weekends, which is what we ought to do. They have parties that are much better defined, more clearly defined, and less radical than we do here, which is something because we've always thought, or in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we've always thought of the Germans because of Hitler and the two world wars that they were radicals. But they really aren't. Coming from a Germanic background as I do, I see how deliberate, I guess maybe Germanic equals deliberate in my thinking, and it'll be very interesting to see how this weekend shakes out as far as a new election is concerned, and the world will be talking about it. So we in the countdown next week. It's 28 past the hour.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
It's official. Reservations for the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq Debut Edition, the company's first all-electric luxury SUV, shipping the first half of 2022, are now full. Dealers will begin taking additional orders for Lyriq starting next summer. Powered by GM's Ultium platform, the Cadillac Lyriq, which is spelled L-Y-R-I-Q, features a 100-kilowatt-hour battery pack, more than 300 miles of range on a full charge, and an estimated 340 horsepower with incredible torque, all wrapped into a gorgeous package. To help you get the most out of your driving experience, Lyriq will feature next-generation variable regen on-demand technology, along with the convenience of one-pedal driving. There's a stunning 33-inch diagonal advanced LED display and powerful AKG audio system, plus Super Cruise, the industry's first true hands-free driver assistance technology for use on compatible roads. More info on the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq is at Cadillac.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the southern U.S. border have been admitted into the United States. Not knowing the exact number, he guesstimated 10 to 12,000. An Amtrak passenger train carrying roughly 150 people derailed in Montana. At least 3 souls were killed while others were injured. The train was traveling westbound from Chicago to Washington State on Saturday when it derailed near Joplin, Montana in the north central part of the state. It reportedly included 2 locomotives and 10 cars as 8 of them derailed. A California restaurant has banned under 18-year-olds unless they're accompanied by an adult because of theft and disrespecting employees. Red Rooster Burgers and Brew, which is located in Garden Valley, about an hour's drive northeast of Sacramento, announced the decision in a recent Facebook post, saying it had tolerated the juvenile behavior for 2 years. USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the FBI continues to search for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the homicide of Gabby Petito, bounty hunter Dwayne the Dog Chapman is on the lookout for Brian. He tells Fox News what he knows.
We were notified by a couple family members, and our fans just kept social meeting us to no end. Please, Dog, please, since you're in the area, will you check it out? So once Francie and I started reading about the case and seeing what was going on, we're in Colorado. So the couple had passed through Colorado, so that got our attention right away. So yes, we're down there. I went to the father's house to talk to the dad, and he wouldn't answer the door. Well, we have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at. I'd like all the Christians out there to start praying. One thing we haven't asked for is prayer. Now it's time for prayer. These Christians get together. Please pray that God will lead me through the wilderness right up to him, and I'll be able to bring him in alive.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour here on the D. Whoops, wait a minute. Well, it is,
wow,
in a sense, the DJV program. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is presented as part of the DJV overview, what's hot in the world of news, talk radio. Michael Harrison, the authority when it comes to that, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time to go through the lists and for us to have conversation about some of the realities that are connected. One of the neatest things about talk radio that we mention from time to time is how you can have one main object of interest and it spins off into any number, depending on how clever the host is, how many different directions can you go in with a particular story or an idea. For
like
example, go ahead, Mike, what'd you say?
It's like chess.
I
made my statement pithy and to the point.
Yes, you did. Well, let's go to the point here that you and I, as we live in the northeastern part of the United States much of the year, are the recipients of the goodwill of the gods. Because apparently, according to the new research out this week, that's part of the climate change discussion, number 6 this week, is that we here in the northeast are in the fastest warming region in the U.S., which is kind of surprising, in a manner of speaking. Maybe with all the rain, is the rain because it's warmer here, getting warmer here? And what is the reason for the trend? The reason for the trend is that it's raining more. Now, why is it raining more?
just...
Well, you know, over the history of the planet, there's got to have been many instances of things change. You look at the history of the planet, Michael, you can see deserts in a lot of different places than where they are now. Even you can see whole continents in different places. So why is that any of this so surprising?
It's not. But, you know, the question is whether or not we have any role in enhancing it, speeding it up, and if we have any potential power to slow it down because of the inconvenience it causes us to have climate change and shifting continental plates. It's, you know, earthquakes and tsunamis can be very inconvenient.
Very. Yes.
Yeah, they're known for their inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on one level, yeah. You know, it's so funny. People talk about become one with nature. Get out there into nature. Nature is our friend. Nature is our enemy. The whole history of the human race.
Tornadoes, earthquakes.
I mean, where there's naked ape thrown, where there's vulnerable little naked ape thrown into a universe full of extreme heat, cold, wind, acid, rain, drowning, comets, asteroids, gravity.
Yeah, we can live here. We're alive.
We are this little microbe. We're earth bugs that live in this massive universe beyond anything that we could wrap our brains around. We are these little microbes that live in this thin little puddle of air that surrounds a little blue dot.
Pretty amazing,
and,
isn't it?
And that's where we're stuck. And we've built up all of this. The Yiddish phrase is we built up all this mishigas about how important we are and how much it all means. But think about it. We are like these little bugs dwelling in this little puddle, this little speck of place that is conducive to our existence in terms of this little spectrum of temperature range that we can deal with, this little spectrum of UV rays that we can, you know, sustain. We're so vulnerable, and we live in this little sliver of potential protection, and even it is unstable. That's the reality. All this stuff of back to nature and get out there and enjoy it, yeah, and get bitten by bugs that'll give you disease, stuff that'll get in your hair, crawl in your orifices, and give you rashes and disease. Aren't I happy?
So why don't we just end it all?
We surround ourselves with such BS.
Well, that's what I kind of was. But thank you for going there, because you and I have been talking together for so long, we kind of get the drift of where we're going. It is BS, frankly. So the average summertime temperature here in the Northeast has increased by 2 degrees since the beginning of records, at least in this lifetime, the 1880s, when weather records began to be kept. And so we've gone up 2 degrees on average. Now, that was, 170 years ago or so, 150 years ago. And
speck
so
of time.
What happens in the next 150 years? It goes up another 2 degrees. What does that do to us? Do we get into another situation where the planet will change radically, will disappear, the human, and maybe come back again, as you were suggesting?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. It just depends on how big a perspective you want to take it in looking at reality and our predicament being in it. We're in a predicament. This is a predicament. Nobody asked to be here, you know. It's like, where are we? What are we? What is this all about? And then we institutionalize it. We tend to say, it's okay, this is normal. This is normal, living in this little puddle and a little speck floating around a star in the middle of an infinite universe. That's normal, you know.
It is normal. And that's life down on the farm.
Yeah, it makes all these issues we discuss suddenly get back into their perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go one step further than that, because we are about the news of the world. And somebody called my program, actually, no, sent me a note on our social media, at my own personal Facebook page, asking me what the difference is between a talk show and a news program. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, that's a perfect question for Michael. What is the difference between a talk show and a news program, please? S'il vous plaît.
Well, first of all, everything is different, and everybody describes things their own way. I'm into categories, but not to be restrained by them. So the general difference is a talk show incorporates more opinion, and a news show purportedly or ideally is more an attempt to present objective facts. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Objective facts.
Objective facts.
Who decides
whether
it's objective?
Doesn't mean we're right or wrong. Look, you know, opinion and the it's all intention. If the voice on the radio intends to tell you what it believes is the truth, then it's an objective news. If it's opinion, well, then you could be right, you could be wrong. If it's deception, that means that you know it's not that, but you're telling the people what they want to hear, or you're trying to sell them something they don't need. There's truth, there's right, there's wrong, and then there's deception. And you're going to have an understanding of all these things to even begin to wade into the territory of analyzing this kind of question you asked.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you've been so
only being wrong.
Yeah. No, but I asked the question because you've been so successful at chronologically looking at this. We think it's a long time. You and I have been friends for almost 30 years. The idea of the Talkers Magazine been around that long. I've been on the air doing a morning program, syndicated program for 33 years. That seems like a long time, but it isn't. It's, as you pointed out, as we get started, humans and time and what we, how we live our lives are just a speck, not even a speck, a partial minutia speck of what really is. And we think of ourselves sometimes as so important. I guess we're important to ourselves, to our family, that sort of thing. But one of the toughest ideas to grapple with are, for humans is to understand how our mind works. Mm-hmm. And one of the keys to it is to listen to some people on talk radio programs or pay attention to some of the comments that people make on social media these days to find out the key to humanity. You believe that's true, or is that an overstatement? An exaggeration?
I think everything comes to the key to humanity because that's what we are. We're humanity. And the only thing that we know exists is our consciousness. The only thing that we know exists is our perception of the infinite universe around us. Is that your phone or mine?
Tell yes, it is. I think we'll go to a commercial break right now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
See your shadow. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't possibly know someone by a small amount of information, just as others can't know you by only a small amount of information. So what you see in others are your own projections. And many times, what you see in others are the things you don't believe are inside of you. But the reality is that the potential for every human characteristic is inside of you. Because you are, after all, human. The next time you make a move to judge others harshly, be mindful. Because there's a very good chance that what you're judging in others is what you don't want to see in yourself. It's what psychologists call the shadow. See your shadow. For more in-depth insights, visit drchristianconti.com.
46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Well, it's the Countdown Show with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through these stories. I wanted to, before we got into what was on the mind when you did your special MH interview this week, the conflicts that exist in the conversation about them, the confusion that comes from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and even within these groups, what great conversation it makes. Dr. Walensky, who is from this neck of the woods, is the director of the CDC. The agency said this week that boosters for people in risky jobs not important right now. She says, yes, it is. So she overruled them. And so now, if you can get a definition of risky, what a risky job is, you get a shot. I can get a shot now. You can get a shot now. But not last week, we couldn't. And why is the question that I ask, and nobody's got an answer, because it's kind of like your mother used to say when you asked her, why can't I do that? Because I said so. That's how ridiculous, and it's great conversation on the air, but it's ridiculous. It's nuts, isn't it? Why? What's the difference whether I have a shot this week or next week? Who cares?
Maybe this week would be a week in which you contract the disease, and the sooner you get it, the less chance there is. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But as far as doctors having different opinions, that's part of the medical profession. I mean, the old concept of
why do we need opinions if you get science says this is the way it is?
Well, science also argues with itself. I mean, look at Copernicus, look at Galileo, look at look how long it's taken for the world to understand Einstein. This is not unusual. We have to learn to live with mystery, and we have to learn to live with the fact that these fields of study that are on the periphery of our knowledge, like science and medicine, are not exact, and that we're constantly finding new ways. Then we get hit with this pandemic that's killing 675,000 people, and we want answers like it's, how do you make a good peanut butter sandwich? I mean, give me a break. You understand that, Doug. We have to be intelligent.
Yeah. All right. Guy you interviewed this week, I never pronounced his name right. Is it Failia? How do you pronounce
his name? His spelling belies it. I would never have spelling like that if I were in show business with a name. His name is pronounced Faila. Faila. It's spelled F-A-I-L-L-A. So people go, Faya, Faila. You know, but okay. It's Faila. And okay. Jimmy Faila is a very funny guy, and he's a talk show host and a nice guy. Great guy.
So what do we get? We have a laugh? We have serious when you're listening
serious,
to this?
Very serious, very serious with a couple of laughs along the way. It's mhinterview.com, a rising star in talk radio, Jimmy Faila. Check it out, folks.
What's his background? Just a quick...
Cab driver, 10 years driving a cab and a stand-up comic in New York. Serious.
Yeah, I get it. mhinterview.com, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now, it's time for us to check and review the top five tech stories of the week as an ancillary accompaniment to both the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown show. We start with number five, Victoria, which we were talking about DoorDash. We have lots of conversation about that.
Yeah.
And so this is about expanding what their delivery options are, it looks like.
Yes, yeah, so they announced this week that they're expanding their alcohol delivery service to 20 new states, as well as the District of Columbia and Canada and Australia. They say that this new plan will reach 100 million adults. And so before the pandemic, DoorDash was only delivering alcohol in California, and then when the pandemic hit, they started expanding as states were, you know, trying to keep restaurants open. They eased all the restrictions with alcohol. So you can get to go, you know, cocktails, you can get to go bottles of wine or of liquor from restaurants. And so DoorDash now says they'll pick up their meal, your meal, as well as whatever you want to drink. And so ID is required for, obviously you have to be 21 or older, and so they will check ID upon delivery. But this is, they say that this is actually, Uber Eats, which is DoorDash's biggest competitor, they acquired the alcohol delivery service called Drizzly, and that was just in February a couple months ago.
What a name.
I know. And that was worth $1.1 billion. So alcohol delivery is a big business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number four, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Google expanding again.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprising move for a lot of made news this week. A lot of people weren't really thinking that Google would invest this much in real estate right now, especially at a time where most people are working from home and a lot of employees are trying to negotiate those circumstances going forward. And so Google has is buying a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion. It's one of the clearest signs so far that technology companies are, you know, they have a growing appetite for office space. And so this deal of the new, for the new building on Manhattan's West Side is the most expensive sale of a single U.S. office building since the start of the pandemic. It's also one of the priciest in history. It's a 1.3 million square foot waterfront building. So it looks like they're heavily considering, like a lot of other tech companies. They really like New York City because you have a talent pool that's kind of unlike any other city. And so they, right now, Google employs 12,000 people in New York. So I guess they want everyone back in the office.
Between Google and Amazon taking over the world. Yeah. Number three, General Motors and a focus on the Bolt batteries that have been nothing but a problem for them.
True. And so General Motors said this week that they're going to start swapping new batteries into the Chevy Bolt electric vehicles in October. Now, this is, of course, after the massive recall that was because of dozens of fires that took place. These batteries are made by LG. They're still working with LG, and LG apparently has a software update that can help prevent these batteries from overheating and then catching on fire. So in the meantime, they say Bolt owners should still park outside, away from your home, after charging. You should not charge your vehicle indoors, and don't close the garage door if you do decide to leave it indoors. So, not fun. Lots of workarounds.
Apple's next generation operating system seems to have made it to the surface. That's number two this week, Victoria.
Yep, iOS 15 is available now for download. It has some new features that are pretty cool. Some of the highlights, the map situation has been totally overhauled. iOS brings voice isolation and spatial audio to FaceTime calls, making it easier to figure out who's talking to you on the screen and where they're coming from. You now can also share a link to FaceTime with Android users and Microsoft apps, which has never been done before. So this is really cool that now you can have other people who don't have an iPhone or, you know, any Apple device, they can join in on the FaceTime call.
All right. Number one in the top five tech stories of the week, back to Microsoft. This really is interesting. I don't understand how it'll work. You'll explain. I know you will.
Yep, so I think this is really cool. Microsoft is making it easier for those of us who struggle to keep track of our passwords or remember which ones we've used, and especially since the most common password around the planet is still password 1234. And that's true. And so this week, Microsoft has introduced a brand new system, and so they say Microsoft users can ditch the passwords altogether, and you can use what the company's now calling passwordless future. And so what you're going to do is you're going to log into an app like you're going to use the Microsoft Authenticator, which connects to your phone or Windows Hello, and that lets you sign into your account with your face, your fingerprint, or your personal identification number, your PIN. And so customers will then also be able to use a security key or have a verification code sent to their phone, so it makes it even more, it's more secure, actually, than having a password that someone could guess. So this is good news for people who don't want to keep remembering passwords.
All right, there it is, the good news all the way around, a great overview of the top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.